Blog Talk Radio.
Contradicting what y'all has mentioned, it ain't no need for multiplication or long division.
automatic. Just trust in Yahweh's word and what he say will happen. It's the delight of my soul, the only thing that controls. This is the sweetest the roll that I ate in this hole. You know it's the Almighty, the one who's always right. Be you see the light in the sky, you know it's day. And then it's night when the lesser light shines. It's the most sublime, the most profound, the illest sound ever heard round this town, around this globe. It be the Torah of Yahweh Elohim. Do you understand the things that I speak in these days of the last to come past, when these people got to fall off the earth like grass with this, like the flower fades? You know how it is these days, people getting played, being so lies of age. But my words, they spray, proclaim the most high name. And you know how it is, we ain't playing no games. No, you give me this word, so it beats the fire. And y'all be like wood burned up. Tell me that you could ever test black. Never that. Shalom, shalom, shalom. First and foremost, giving all praise and honor to the Holy One of Israel, to the Creator of the heaven, the earth, the sea, and all that is therein is by saying hallelujah. Praise the mighty Yah. Yah is righteous. Yah is holy. And let Yahweh be magnified. Once again, the Creator has allowed us to come before you another day, bringing to you his great and exalted and holy words, even the words of Yah. My name is Moray Ishaya Yisrael of the house of Israel, bringing to you nothing but the truth. And yes, it is true. All we're going to do is tell you the truth, for Yah ordained me to tell you the truth, so this is what I'm going to do. And who is this Yah? Yah is the Creator of the heaven, the earth, the sea, and all that is therein is. Yah is the Elohim of our fathers, the Elohim of Abraham, Yitzhak, and Yisrael, whom you may know as Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Yah is our King. Yah is our Judge. He's our Lawgiver. And he is our only Savior. And not just of Israel, but Yah is the Savior of the world. And I praise Yah for allowing us to come before you once again. And we apologize for the delay because of technical difficulties, but Yah makes a way out. Yesterday, we were dealing with an important subject matter, this subject matter was about the heaven, the earth, the sea, and all therein is. And why is that important? And what do this have to do with the salvation of our people? Well, it has everything to do with the salvation of our people. Let me show you why Yahweh said our people was destroyed. And you'll find this in the book of Hosea, the 4th chapter. Let us turn there. In the book of Hosea, the 4th chapter, this is what it says. My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. And because thou hast rejected knowledge, I will also reject thee, that thou shalt be no priest to me, seeing thou hast forgotten the law of thy Elohim. I will also forget thy children. And as they were increased, so they sinned against me. Therefore will I change their glory into shame. So what we have here today is that our people, as a result of not knowing certain things, it has caused a great destruction to our people. Our people don't know who they are. Our people don't know their maker. Our people have been removed from their land. They have no knowledge of their cultural, spiritual, economical, social way of life. They have no knowledge of their ancestry. Because the only thing that will teach you the truth about the ancestry of the so-called black man in America and abroad, the so-called Negro, the only thing that would teach you the truth, the only true knowledge and information and documentation of our people is in the scriptures. And unfortunately, our enemies, the heathens, the other nations do not recognize the authenticity of the scriptures, which we know is the word of Yah. So they don't even go by the or even recognize these words being authentic. So our people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. And since our enemies don't recognize it, many of our people don't recognize it. Because our people, since they don't know who they are, they rely on everything other people has to say about us. Here it is, our people will fight. You got some people that don't want to be called the N-word. And then you have some people who believe it's very appropriate to say the N-word. Some say it's derogatory. Some say it is a term of endearment. And little do people know this is total confusion on both sides. And you arguing and you have a dispute about something shouldn't even be a point of discussion. And now what are we speaking about today? The heaven, the earth, the sea, and all that is therein is. Now, why is that so important? Why is that important to your salvation? Well, because your enemies, once again, have hijacked the Creator's word, polluted it, defiled it by teaching you things and giving you inferior knowledge to go by to destroy you. And I'm about to show you how the nations would think to destroy you with the knowledge of the heaven, the earth, the sea, all that is therein is. And since you don't have this knowledge, you're going by them and don't realize it's for your destruction. It's only meant to destroy you. Furthermore, not only the nations, but the world religious bodies also have did these things to destroy you. And let me show you what I'm speaking about. First, let us go to the book of Psalms 83. And watch what it says. And watch what it says. First verse. And again, remember what we're speaking about. The heaven, the earth, the sea, and all that is therein is. Keep not silence, O Elohim. Hold not thy peace, and be not still, O Elohim. For lo, thy enemies make a tumult, and they that hate thee have lifted up the head. They have taken crafty counsel against our people and consulted against our hidden ones. They have said, come and let us cut them off from being a nation, that the name of Israel may be no more in remembrance. For they have consulted together with one consent. They are confederate against thee. Here it is. We have documented proof that the nations have come together with one consent, one aim, one goal, one purpose. One reason, and that is to cut the name of Israel off. But little do people know, they don't even know the actual instrument that the nations would use to cut the name of Israel off. They don't even know the instrument. But today I'm going to show you the instrument the nation was used to make the name of Israel no more in remembrance. Our people believe that the instrument is some curses in Deuteronomy 28. No, that's not meant to cut you off from being a nation. Deuteronomy, the 28th chapter, and the curses. No, Deuteronomy 28 is not just about curses anyway. It's about the blessing and the curse. And Yahweh told us, if we obey his voice, blessed shall we be. But if we reject him and reject his word and disobey his word, curses shall befall us. That has nothing to do with the enemy, other than the fact that he's part of the instrument Yahweh will use to curse us. But this is not the instrument that the enemies will use to cut our name off to be no more in remembrance. Let me show you what this instrument is so you can understand the significance of why we're discussing the heaven, the earth, the sea, and all that is therein is. Watch what the scriptures tell us about our enemies. But let me read a little bit more so you can know who the perpetrators are. It says the first one is the tabernacles of Edom. A lot of our people don't know who Edom is. But I'm going to show you and I'm going to tell you who this Edom is. The Ishmaelites. They don't know who the Ishmaelites are. Moab and the Hagarenes, Gabal, Ammon, Amalek, the Philistines with the inhabitants of Tyre. Assur is also joined with them, and they have helped the children of Lot. And who is that? Look at all the various nations who consulted together with one consent. And let me tell you who the head of all these nations, the one that control all this. Yes, you're right. All the various European bodies. And we're going to talk about them also. And let me show you the instrument they would use to cut the name of Israel off to be no more remembrance. The first place I want you to read is in the book of Jeremiah 31. Some of these things we went over yesterday, so we're doing a recap so you can understand, and then I'll show you what is the heaven. What is the earth? What is the sea? Because we have no clue at all. Because if we had a clue, then we wouldn't be tricked, bamboozled by our enemies. Look what it says in Jeremiah 31, the 35th verse. Thus is Yah, which giveth the sun for a light by day. That's what the sun is for. And the ordinances, which means the laws, of the moon and of the stars for a light by night, not a light by day. You got people going by the moon telling you how many days in the moon. Yahweh never told you to tell nobody how many days in the moon. Because the moon was not even made for the day. That's what he made the sun for. And this is all through the scripture. And the only reason we tricked by this phenomenon is because of our enemies. We're not going by the scriptures when we start talking about a moon and a day, when all it talks about is the moon and the night. If you don't know that, watch what it says. And the ordinances of the moon and the stars for a light by night, which divided the sea when the waves thereof war. When that happened? Yeah, at night. And how do you know it's night? Because the moon and the stars. Why? Because that is a light by night. But what your enemies want you to believe is that when it get night, you're in another day. In other words, one of the first perpetrators that was mentioned to cut us off, cut our name off for being a nation was Edom. And who is Edom? Edom is Esau. And who is that today? Well, that is the Jewish community. The upper echelon of the Jewish community. And what have they done? What do they teach? In Judaism. And what are their works in the earth? Well, first of all, in their religious teaching, they teach that a day starts at night, in the evening. Well, there's a difference between day and night. The light he called day, and the night he called darkness. But they're going to make the darkness day. And many of our people believe that the darkness, another day start. How can another day start when it get dark? When Yahweh called darkness night. And he called light day. And what do the other power brokers do, like the United States of America? Well, they say another day start at midnight, in the middle of the night. Once the clock strike 12:01, it's another day. Well, what's the difference between 11:59 and 12:01? Nothing. It's still in the middle of the night. Ain't nothing changed but the time that they are trying to control. So they have the day starting in the night. In other words, the darkness is another day. When the darkness, according to the scriptures, Yahweh called it night. Now do you see? And what about the Ishmaelites? The Ishmaelites are no different at all. The whole world is confused by this. And as a result of the world being confused, Israel, who follow the world bodies, the religious bodies, they're confused also. So when they want to determine a day, they don't go by the morning, they don't go by the sun, they go by the moon, which is a light by night. And they don't realize this was set up for your destruction. Watch what this says. And where is the sun, moon, and stars? In the heavens. And what are we speaking about? The heaven, the earth, the sea, and all that is therein is. Watch what it says. If those ordinances depart from before me, said Yahweh. Watch this. Then the seed of Israel also shall cease from being a nation before me forever. And the heathens know this in the scriptures. So what do they do? Let's make night day. Let's confuse them that they might be destroyed. Because what is their ambition? Their ambition, the name of Israel, off from being a nation. And they see the one thing that Yahweh said he would cut Israel off for, if those ordinances depart. And to get those ordinances depart is to have us confused about what a day is and what a night is. When a day begin and when a day end. When a month begin and when a month ends, when a year begins, when a year and all the various knowledge, true knowledge of the heaven, the earth, the sea, and all that is there and is. If they can get totally confused and backwards, as many of our people are, then they have an opportunity of destroying us and cutting us off. Watch what the scriptures say. Not only to get those ordinances depart, but watch what else the nations will attempt to do. And when I say they attempt to do, this is what they're trying to do. 37 verse. Thus is Yah. If heaven above can be measured, in other words, they don't even call it heaven anymore. They just call it space. Science don't even talk about heaven. They just talk about space. Well, what is space? Space. Like you got space in your house. It's just space. The heck is space? I see a lot of space. And what is that? That's not describing nothing. Outer space. That's nothing. Yahweh never called none space. But that's what we do. We call it space too. But not Yahweh. He don't call nothing space. The word space, I don't even think is in the scriptures. If heaven above can be measured and the foundations of the earth search out beneath, I will also, which means in addition, cast off all the seed of Israel for all that they have done. And Israel done a lot of wrong, a lot of evil, says Yahweh. Now do you see how important this is to have a true knowledge of the heaven, the earth, the sea, and all that is there is? Watch what the scriptures say, because I want to show you why this thing is important for you to know. Because our people have all these, what I call counterfeit arguments, whether the earth is flat. That word ain't even in the scriptures. The earth is flat. You get this kind of talk from your enemies. You got to have gravity if the earth is round. Where I say that at? If it's a spirit, you got to have gravity. Where I say that at? Yahweh never said nothing about that. So why are you talking like that? Yahweh don't talk like that. The word gravity is not even in the scriptures. So why would anyone even bring that as a dispute, a point of dispute? We don't teach nothing about no gravity. That's your enemy's talk. You think an angel need gravity? Need no gravity? Don't get caught up in the ways of the heathen. Watch what the scriptures say. Jeremiah 33. And this is what it says. Remember, they come together with one consent. They are confederate against thee. And you notice, see, in Judaism, and the father of Judaism is Esau. Esau are the Jewish man, or the one who called himself Jewish. His religious belief and teaching is that they live through their children. So they don't believe in everlasting life. They believe that once you die, you die. And your children, your sons, will just carry on your name. This is what they believe. And so as a result of believing this and having this ideology, they believe that they got to live their life to the fullest while they have life. Because once they die, it's over. So what do? They hold on to everything. They buy up everything. They own every precious little thing that they can get their hands on. Why? Because they trying to affect generation after generation after generation. So they trying to have everything. That's why they own all the satellites. It's to their best interest that we're cut off. They own all the various news medias and outlets, music and radio stations and satellites and all the very precious minerals in the earth, gold and copper and silver and the very stones. And this is what they own. This is what they control. All you got to do is look it up. Who do you think most of the world go to get money, to get loans? Yeah, the Jewish man. They go to him for a reason. Because in his ideology, he has lived the fullest now based on his beliefs. So the fullest to him, sure, they want to be up in heaven. Because they know once they die, that's it. He want to experience that. And I'm going to show you that. But what about the Ishmaelites? Likewise to them, they say when they die, they go into a paradise underground, rivers flowing with wine. Because many of them don't drink wine on earth. But in paradise, they're going to have all their rivers is going to be rivers of wine. And so, and even though they don't drink, many of them don't drink wine. A lot of them just, they just Arabs. They not, they don't have no, they're not necessarily what you call religious believers. But those who are, they don't drink wine. Those are the seed of Ishmael. But make no mistake about it. They sell it. They sell it right to our people. All kind of alcohol they sell. Even though many of them don't supposed to smoke, they sell it. And many of them smoke because you can see them with these little peace pipes and all kind of pipes, and got one big old thing, got all kind of arms coming out of it, and you got about 10, 15 people smoking on one thing. It looked nasty to me, but that's what they do. And in their religious beliefs, once you die, they go to paradise underground with rivers flowing with wine, and they have virgins as their gift. And I asked one of the Muslim imams, what do the women get? He said, what you mean? I said, what you mean what I mean? Yeah, the men get virgins, so what do the women get in paradise? And I guess nobody had never asked him that question because he never told me what the women get because they don't get nothing. They don't even, the only time they talk about women going to paradise in Islam is when they're a virgin for a man. I guess the women, Muslims, I guess you don't got nothing in the afterlife. And what about Christians? Christians want you to believe that when you die, you're going to heaven. And where's that in the book? Yeah, your spirit goes back to the Most High. That is true. But they want you to believe that's what you're living for. You're living to die to go to heaven. Because that's the only time you can go to heaven according to Christianity. In other words, I'm going to show you that all their beliefs, all their ideologies are not only wrong, but they are an abomination unto Yahweh. And you're going to see this. And these religious beliefs is meant to destroy you. Watch what it says in Jeremiah 33. And we're going to read the 19th verse. And watch what it says. And the word of Yah came unto Jeremiah, saying, thus is Yahweh, if you can break my covenant of day. And what is this covenant of the day? That the sun is a life by day, and my covenant of the night. And what is that? That the moon and the stars is a light by night. Now, how do you break that? Well, you break that by disregarding it and making the moon for a light by day. This is what our people are doing. And why? Because our enemies are doing it. And that there should not be day and night in their season. What do the word season mean? In their appointed time. And because of this, now what our people do, when they go by months, they use the moon. How are you going to go by the moon? The moon don't come in the morning. The moon comes at night. So how that's going to be for a month? And the moon comes after the sun. After the sun goes down, after the day is going out, and then here comes the moon. And then now you're saying, now the month can start. How the month going to start at night? And some people say, well, no, the month don't start at night. That's just a sign for the month. Well, why would that be the sign for the month when Yahweh said the sun is a light for day, not the moon? Watch what this says. And that there should not be day and night in their season. Then may also my covenant be broken with David, my servant. If that covenant can be broke, covenant with David can be broke. That he should not have a son reign upon his throne, and with the Levites to preach my ministers, as the hosts of heaven cannot be numbered, even though it can't be numbered. The heathens are still trying to number it. Neither the sand of the sea measured. And even though the sand of the sea cannot be measured, the heathen is down in the waters trying to do just that. You think these submarines is just to go down there to spy on some enemies? No. So will I multiply the seed of David, my servant, and the Levites that minister unto me. Moreover, the word of Yahweh came to Jeremiah, saying, considerest thou not what these people have spoken, saying? Who spoke? The nations. The two families which Yahweh have chosen, he have even cast them off. Thus they have despised my people, that they should be no more a nation before them. They don't want us to be a nation. They don't want Israel to be a nation. And the instrument they will use are the various lights of heaven, the very sea, and the things in the earth. Watch what it says. Thus is Yahweh, if my covenant be not with day and night, and if I have not appointed the ordinances of heaven and earth, then will I cast away the seed of Jacob, and David, my servant, so that I will not take any of his seed to be rulers over the seed of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. For I will cause their captivity to return and have mercy on them. So even though Yahweh saying this thing ain't going to stand, every day the enemy is attempting to cut you off. And many of our people are joining with our enemies for their own destruction. Their own destruction. And how are they doing that? Because they have taken hold unto this inferior knowledge, and Yahweh has already let us know, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. And these are the things that we have to know. So what is the heavens? Yahweh told us what the heavens are in the book of Genesis, the first chapter. And watch what Yahweh said. Genesis 1. And we're going to read in Genesis, the first chapter, the sixth verse. And Elohim said, let there be a firmament in the midst of the waters, and let it divide the waters from the waters. And Elohim made the firmament and separated the waters which were under the firmament from the waters which were above the firmament. And it was so. And Elohim called the firmament heaven. And the evening and the morning were the second day. And every day that Yahweh made something, after he made it, Yahweh said, and he saw that it was good, with one exception. He didn't say that on the second day when he made the heaven. You notice it said in the evening, morning, or the second day, it said nothing about, and Yahweh saw that it was good. He said it on the first day when he made light. You read that. Watch what the Creator said in the third verse. And Elohim said, let there be light. And there was light. And Elohim saw the light, that it was good. Well, why didn't he say that about the heavens? Watch what he say on the third day. The 10th verse. And Elohim called the dry land earth, and the gathering together waters called he seas. And Elohim saw that it was good. Watch what Yahweh say on the fifth day. The 21st verse. And Elohim created great whales, every living creature that moveth, which the waters brought forth abundantly after their kind, every winged fowl after his kind, and Elohim saw that it was good. And watch what Yahweh say on the sixth day in the 25th verse. And Elohim made the beasts of the earth after his kind, cattle after their kind, everything that creepeth upon the earth after his kind. And Elohim saw that it was good. And as a matter of fact, he not only said that on the sixth day, but watch what else he said on the sixth day. 31st verse. And Elohim saw everything he had made, and behold, it was very good. And the evening and the morning were the sixth day. So why didn't he say that on the second day? Well, the reason why he didn't say it on the second day, because the heavens were so beautiful. It was so great. It was the only thing that Yahweh took 2 days to make. Watch what Yahweh say in the fourth day. He started making the heavens on the second day, but watch what happens on the fourth day. The 14th verse. And Elohim said, let there be lights in the firmament of heaven. And you notice it says the firmament of heaven. Because what is heaven? The heaven is when Yahweh put this firmament in the midst of the waters and divided the waters from the waters. And there's waters above the firmament, waters below the firmament. And so Yahweh, when he stretched out the heavens, and it's still the firmament there. It's just stretched out. So in the firmament of the firmament of heaven, to divide the day from the night and let them be for signs and seasons, for days and years, and let them be light in the firmament of heaven to give light upon the earth. And it was so. And Elohim made two great lights, the greater light to rule the day, the lesser light to rule the night. And, of course, our people ignore this. They say the lesser light is for the day. They say the lesser light is for the month. And Yahweh never said that at all. And you will never see where Yahweh say the lesser light or the moon is for the day. And he definitely don't say the lesser light or the moon is for the month. This is all made up by your enemies. And why? To cut you off from being a nation. Watch what the scriptures say. He made the stars also. And Elohim set them in the firmament of heaven to give light upon the earth, to rule over the day and over the night, and to separate the light from the darkness. And Elohim saw that it was good. Why? Because now it's complete. And since it's complete, it is good. And he wasn't finished with it on the second day. He finished it on the fourth day. And the evening and the morning were the fourth day. So the heaven is this firmament. And you see what's in this firmament. The various lights, the various hosts of heaven. Furthermore, your enemies want you to believe that you got to die to go to heaven. Watch what it says in the 20th verse of the first chapter. And Elohim said, let the waters bring forth abundantly the moving creature that has life, and the fowl that may fly above the earth in the open firmament of heaven. Where do you think the birds flying at? They not flying on earth. They flying in heaven. But your enemies say to go to heaven, you have to die. They would tell you to go to paradise, you got to die and go under the earth. But yet, every single day, they going to heaven in planes, in rockets, and all kind of instruments that they have made, inventions that they have made to do just that. But they want you to believe you got to die first. And what is earth? Watch what the Creator let us know in the first chapter, the 9th verse. And not only earth, but you're going to see what the sea is. And Elohim said, let the waters under the heaven be gathered together in one place. And let the dry land appear. And it was so. And Elohim called the dry land earth. All earth is dry land. Don't let these fools and foolish nations teach you what the earth is and make you believe the earth is something that is not. And the gathering together waters called he sees. And Elohim saw that it was good. When you on the sea, you're not on earth, because the earth is dry land. And when you're on earth, you're not on the sea. And when you're not on the sea and you're not on earth, you only can be one place and one place only, and that's heaven. But they don't want you to believe you can even go to heaven and get to heaven unless you die. And as long as you're on the sea, you're still on the earth. Well, how are you going to be on the earth when the earth means dry land? Don't you see the trick they have played? You don't see how you've been bamboozled? Now don't you see how our people are destroyed for lack of knowledge? And the very instrument that the heathen will use to cut you off from being a nation is the heaven, the earth, the sea, and all that is therein is. They will use those same instruments. And this is what we're telling you. Furthermore, to show you, once again, you don't have to die to go to heaven. And the heathen know this. You don't have to, you're not on earth if you're at sea. You're not on earth. I had somebody, well, look, if you get on a cruise ship and you're out in the middle of the ocean, are you still on earth? The mass majority of people tell you yes. Well, how is that? When Yahweh called the earth dry land. And if you're not on dry land, how can you be on earth when the very earth itself means dry land? And all this is connected to one another, and then they will make you believe that the earth is flat. How can the earth be flat with all kind of hills and mountains? And our people ain't never even seen the whole earth to even say it's flat. And Yahweh only gave one form. He said the earth was without form. And when Yahweh gave a form to the earth, it was only one form, and it was a circle. And then our people won't make that circle flat. Well, where do it say that at? Don't be tricked, fooled, and bamboozled by your enemies. These things are very simple if you apply your heart to wisdom. And let me show you a few things about how our enemies seek to destroy you, to cut the name of Israel off from being a nation. Just show you a couple of things. Watch this in the book of Isaiah, the 60th chapter. Watch this. I just want you to see this. This is a prophecy. And we're going to start reading at the first verse. And this is what it says. Arise, shine, for thy light is come, and the glory of Yahweh is risen upon thee. For behold, darkness shall cover the earth, gross darkness the people. In other words, the earth is in a state of darkness. And what is this darkness? This darkness, in other words, void of the truth, void of true knowledge. That's why he said, thy light has come. Because what is the light? The scriptures say, to the law and to the testimonies, if they speak not according to this word, it is because there is no light in them. And they not speaking according to this word, talking about the earth is flat, talking about the earth you only can go so far and it's going to hit a dome, talking about you can see the ends of the earth and the ends of heaven and the ends of the sea. all this knowledge is counterfeit. Counterfeit. And yes, even the very pictures that the heathen show you of the earth is counterfeit. And you know that's a counterfeit because then if they can show you a picture of the earth, then they know the dimensions, that diameter, the depth of the earth. How you going to know the depth of the earth when Yahweh say it's immeasurable? As a matter of fact, if it was measurable, then Israel would be cut off from being a nation. This is the very thing that they're trying to do, cut us off by measuring the foundations of the earth as well as the heavens as well as the sea. They're trying to measure everything. So what do they have? They have Jacques Cousteau, who's passed now, but his family still down in the oceans. How do you think you know about all these very sea creatures and all kind of things down in the ocean? How do you think you know about a lot of this stuff? Because you got somebody down there, that's all they do is go down there and bring this knowledge to you. But they're not doing it to give you knowledge, to bring you knowledge. They're doing it. They're trying to measure. They're trying to search this thing out. They're not in the heavens, which they call space, just to be there. No, they trying to cut you off from being a nation. They don't have speed limits and miles and all that just for no reason. You know they got mile markers all over the earth. Why? Because they trying to measure the earth to cut you off from being a nation. Y'all think this thing is just some great wisdom and intelligence of the heathen? There's no intelligence at all. This stuff is designed to bring you down to destruction. Watch what it says. Third verse, and the Gentiles shall come to thy light, and kings to the brightness of thy rising. Lift up thy eyes round about and see. All they gather themselves together, they come to thee. Thy sons shall come from far, and thy daughters shall be nursed at thy side. Then thou shalt see, and what are you going to see? And flow together, and thy heart shall fear. Now what will your heart fear? And be enlarged, because the abundance of the sea shall be converted unto thee, and the riches of the nations shall come unto thee. In other words, one day you're going to look in the sea, and all you're going to see is the world bodies, all kind of ships, bringing all the wealth, the riches, the precious ornaments and trees and stones and everything. In other words, they're going to have offerings, so many, it's going to cause you to fear. And the sea is going to be converted unto thee. In other words, the only travel you're going to see on the sea is going to look like land. There's going to be so many things in the sea. They're going to be bringing you things. All the various riches and offerings and wealth of the nations. And not just the sea converted unto thee. Watch what the scripture says. The multitude of camels shall cover thee. the dromedaries of Midian and Ephah, all they from Sheba shall come. They shall bring gold and incense, and they shall show forth the praises of Yahweh. And how can you show forth Yahweh praises with nothing? Here it is, our people talking about praise Yahweh, and they don't have nothing to give, nothing to offer, nothing to pay, but they want to say praise Yahweh. Here I'm watching this one video. Brother got a little cooking show, and all I can hear this brother saying on this cooking show, after you make a good vegetarian dish, all praises. All praises. All praises to who, man? Who you think made this food? Who you think designed the food? Who do you think gave you the knowledge to make some good, wholesome dishes? But all he can say is all praises. All praises. All praises to what? All praises to who? You better praise Yahweh. Talking about all praises. That's not even complete. There's no scripture that just stop at all praises. None. Zero. Find a scripture that just say all praises. It don't exist. So why do our people do that? Because, again, this is another attempt for our people to be destroyed for lack of knowledge. And yes, our people say it today now. And they didn't learn this from the Most High or the scriptures. But watch what it says. All the flocks in Kedar shall be gathered together unto thee. The rams and the bod shall minister unto thee. They shall come up with acceptance on my altar. And I will glorify the house of my glory. And watch what it says. Who are these that fly as a cloud? There's only one thing that can fly as a cloud. It's either some type of angelic being or some airplanes. And as the doves to their windows. The only thing you see flying and then drop down like a bird to a window is a plane. And yes, planes don't fly on earth, they fly into heaven. So your enemies who telling you and teaching you that you have to die to go to heaven, they flying in heaven all the time. They love it. That's all they do is fly. They love heaven. And telling you, you got to die. As a matter of fact, you got people, black people, who will tell you, and I only hear this from black people, I don't even hear this from other people. They'll tell you, man, I'm not getting in no plane. Why are you not getting in no plane? I thought you wanted to go to heaven, but you don't want to even get in no plane. Yeah, they in planes every day in heaven. Watch what it says. Surely the isle shall wait for me, and the ships of Tarshish first, to bring thy sons from far, their silver and their gold with them unto the name of Yahdai Elohim, and to the Holy One of Israel, because he have glorified thee. And I wonder what you're going to do when it's time that Yahweh will begin to start putting our people in these ships and put them on these planes to go home. Then will you say, well, I don't want to go to heaven. Then we're going to see whether you want to go to heaven or not. But your enemies already done told you. You got to die to go to heaven. And then other religions tell you to have your life now, because when you die, it's over. And there is no salvation. There is no coming back from the dead. Even though there's so many scriptures that tell you that Yahweh shall bring some back for everlasting life. But that's not what your enemies teach. And here the Yahweh said he's going to bring some down to hell, which just means the grave. You got in Islam, they going to have you underground in a paradise full of rivers of wine. And so all of them teach just about. One, you got to get your paradise right now. And the other ones, and how are we going to have paradise when the very people who got their paradise on earth right now and in heaven, they won't give you a loan. And then they want to charge you all this interest. And they got all this derogatory stuff on TV and all this derogatory stuff in the music because they control all that. Watch what it says. 10 verse. And the sons of strangers shall build up thy walls, and their kings shall minister unto thee. For in my wrath I smote thee, but in my favor have I had mercy on thee. Therefore shall the gates shall be open continually. They shall not be shut day or night, that the men may bring unto thee the forces of the nations, and that their kings may be brought for the nation. Kingdom that will not serve thee shall perish. Yea, those nations shall be utterly wasted. That's what Yahweh said. Do you think they want to serve you? Do you think they want to give you all their wealth? No. What they want to do is cut you off from being a nation. And the wicked has this has always been their ambition. They want you to believe that Yahweh cast some angels down from heaven on earth. Yahweh didn't cast no angels down on earth. The only one Yahweh cast down from the heavens is the devil himself, is the man that wants you to believe that the only way to get to heaven is you die. And every time they go up, Yahweh, man, get your tail out of here. I didn't make the heavens for you, fool. Get out of here. If I wanted you in heaven, I would have made you in heaven. That's what the wicked do. That's what they do. They want to go past. They want to be totally contrary unto the Most High. And let me show you this. Because some people under the impression that they ain't going nowhere. And once again, our people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Watch what the scriptures say. First place is in the book of Genesis, the 11th chapter. And I want you to see this first because I want you to see this has always been the ambition of the wicked. In the book of Genesis, the 11th chapter, the first verse, it says, and the whole earth was of one language and one speech. And it came to pass, as they journeyed from the east, that they found a plain in the land of Shinar, and they dwelt there. And they said one to another, go to, let us make brick, burn them thoroughly. And they had brick for stone, slime had they for mortar. And they said, go to, and let us build us a city and a tower, whose top may reach unto heaven. Who want to do that? But somebody like Donald Trump, the wicked. This is what they want to do. They want to build a tower to heaven. And where's heaven? Well, heaven is up in the sky. Heaven is where the fowl that came from the sea fly. in the open firmament of heaven. Heaven is where the planes go beyond the clouds. Heaven is where the clouds are. But the depth of heaven and the height of heaven, you can't even begin to measure or imagine. Just like you cannot imagine the foundations of the earth. But watch what it says. Why can't you just love earth? Since dust thou art, and dust shall thou return. Well, this is the reason why the wicked don't want that. And they said, go. Let us build us a city and a tower whose top may reach into heaven. And let us make a name, lest we be scattered abroad upon the face of the whole earth. And Yahweh came down to see the city and the tower with the children of men built. And Yahweh said, behold, the people is one, and they have all one language. And this they began to do. And now nothing will be restrained from what I've imagined to do. Go to, let us go down in their confounded language, that they may not understand one another's speech. So Yahweh scattered them abroad from thence upon the face of all the earth, and they left off to build the city. So the ambitions of the wicked has always been to go to heaven. This is nothing new. Our people don't think they going to heaven every day. This is nothing new. Watch what the scriptures say in the book of Isaiah 14. In the book of Isaiah 14, watch what it says. Twelfth verse. How art thou fallen from heaven, O Lucifer, son of the morning? How art thou cut down to the ground, which did weaken the nations? And I'm going to show you this Lucifer is not some angelic being that your enemies made you to believe. For thou hast said in thy heart, yes, Lucifer has a heart, I will ascend into heaven. Why would you ascend into heaven, Lucifer? Because you just a man, and your whole ambition has always to be in heaven, not on earth. Matter of fact, Yahweh called the wicked a fugitive and a vagabond in the earth. He don't want to be that no more. So he said, let me just ascend into heaven. I will exalt my throne above the stars of Elohim. Why would he want to do that? Because he's the wicked. And the wicked have always had ambitions to go to heaven. I will sit also upon the mount of the congregation in the sides of the north. I will ascend above the heights of the clouds. They dwell above the clouds. I will be like the Most High. Now you notice it didn't say, the wicked didn't say, I will ascend into space. No, this heathen just saying those type of words to trick you. Got shows talking about Lost in Space, Star Trek. All these various shows, outer space. Because this is their ambition. And then what shows they got on Earth? The Apocalypse, The Walking Dead, and all kind of other apocalyptic shows where the earth is totally destroyed and wasted. Like there's no God that controls the earth. And so the heathen has left it and left the ruins to the earth. And then they in heaven having a good time in space Watch what it says. Yet thou shalt be brought down to hell, to the sides of the pit. They that see thee shall narrowly look upon thee and consider thee and say, is this the man that made the earth to tremble, that did shake the kingdom? I thought you went to the moon. I thought you went to Jupiter. I thought you was all over the heavens. Well, he did go to the heavens. But Yahweh said he's going to bring him down to the ground. And yes, he did make the earth to tremble. He did shake the kingdoms that made the world as a wilderness, just like The Walking Dead, just like all these. Just go on Netflix and see how many apocalyptic shows they have. Go to the movies and see what you think the Avengers is all about. The Avengers, that's the world bodies that came together. Those that's in heaven, those that's on earth, those in the sea. In other words, all the superheroes done came together trying to save everything. And while they trying to save everything, everything being destroyed. Because this is the imagination of the wicked. Watch what it says. That made the world as a wilderness. Destroyed the cities thereof, open not the house of the prisoners. All the kings of the nations, even all of them, lie in glory, everyone in his own house. But thou art cast out of thy grave like an abominable branch, and as the raiment of those that are slain, thrust through with a sword, that go down to the stones of the pit as a carcass. Try none to feed. Yeah, this has always been the heathen's ambition to be in heaven. And you don't think they were successful? Sure, they successful. But they trying to measure in that they won't be successful. And why are they trying to do that? To explore, to see what's that thing in Star Trek they say? Go beyond where no man has been, gone before. Yeah, that's their whole ambition. Go to the book of Obadiah, just to show you. They've accomplished many of the things they said to do. But the main thing, they will never, and watch this, in the book of Obadiah. But our people are tricked because they don't even know what the earth is. They have no clue. You ask them, well, if you go swimming in the ocean, are you on earth? Yeah. How are you on ocean? On earth. When earth means dry land. And the gathering of, together of the water are the seas. But watch what it says in the book of Obadiah, if I can find it. And watch what it says in the, well, there's only one chapter, but watch what this says. The first verse, the vision of Obadiah. Thus is Yahweh concerning Edom. Is not this one of the main players that was said, came together with other people, other nations, with one consent that was confederate against thee, to cut the name of Israel from all from being a nation? Watch what it says. We have heard a rumor from Yahweh. An ambassador is sent among the heathen, arise ye, and let us rise up against her in battle. Behold, I have made thee small among the heathen, but thou art greatly despised. That should let you know who that is. The pride of thy heart have deceived thee. Thou that dwellest in the clefts of the rock, whose habitation is high, that said in his heart, Who shall bring me down to the ground? Though thou exalt thyself as the eagle, and though thou set thy nest, what is thy nest? Their house, among the stars, thence will I bring thee down, says Yahweh. Yes, Yahweh is going to bring them down, because these are the people who have the power to do the things that he's doing today. And they're working hard each and every day. Every day going down underneath the earth, going to and fro and up and down in the earth, and going up into heaven with one aim, one goal, one purpose, one mission, one thought, and that is to cut you off from being a people, that the name of Israel be no more in remembrance. Furthermore, in the book of Jeremiah 51, turn there. Jeremiah 51, watch what it says. We're going to start reading at the 50th verse. Ye that have escaped the sword, go away, stand not still. Remember Yahweh afar off. And who is that? Well, that's us. We have escaped the sword. Well, the sword is still coming. But remember Yahweh afar off, and let the heavens come into your mind. No. Let the sea come in. No. Let Jerusalem come into your mind. We are confounded because we have heard reproach. Shame have covered our faces. For strangers are coming to the sanctuaries of Yahweh's house. Wherefore, behold, the days come, says Yahweh, that I will do judgment upon her graven images, and through all her land the wounded shall groan. Though Babylon shall mount up to heaven, and though she shall fortify the height of her strength, yet from me shall spoilers come unto her, says Yahweh. And the sound of a cry coming from Babylon, and great destruction from the land of the Chaldeans. Because Yahweh has spoiled Babylon and destroyed out of her the great voice, when her waves do war like great waters, a noise of their voice is uttered. Because the spoiler is come upon her, even upon Babylon, and her mighty men are taken, every one of their bows is broken. So yes, Babylon have mounted up, but Yahweh said Babylon will be brought down. Every day Babylon is going to heaven, but you got to die to go. And the last scripture is in the book of Isaiah 34. And watch what it says. First verse. Come near, ye nations, to hear. Hearken, ye people. Let the earth hear, and all that is therein. The world and all things that come forth of it. For the indignation of Yahweh, all nations, and its fury upon all their armies. He have utterly destroyed them. He have delivered them to the slaughter. Their slain also shall be cast out, and their stink shall come up out of their carcasses, and the mountains shall be melted their blood. And watch what it says. Watch how the mountains is going to be melted with their blood. And all the hosts of heaven shall be dissolved, and the heavens shall be rolled together as a scroll, rolled up. And all their hosts shall fall down as the leaf falleth off the vine, and as a fallen fig from the fig tree. For my sword shall be bathed in heaven. Behold, it shall come down upon Endomia. And all the people of my curse to judgment. The sword of Yahweh is filled with blood. It is made fat with fatness. And with the blood of lambs or goats, the kidneys of rams. For Yahweh has sacrificed in Bozrah and a great slaughter in the land of Endomia. And you need to know what this means. And Yahweh mean what he say. And he say what he mean. And you're going to see blood not just running down in the streets, but blood coming from heaven. For Yahweh has spoken it, because Yahweh have purposed it. So until tomorrow, Yahweh love you. And we will continue talking about the heaven, the earth, the sea, and all that is therein is. Hallelujah and shalom.
The grief from all the blood our people seen, and now we cry, where is the word? from Elohim. And so we said that we all is wise to be submissive, but we dismiss it. It is of this reason we have fallen victim to the lies that your root will pray and pursue. Rebellious of his son, forgotten that he is one. Broken the holy ordinance, rejecting the reproof. Then acknowledge what we do. Now we turn.